Good morning. A weak disturbance is heading through the region this morning with some light and spotty precipitation, particularly across parts of the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley into the upper Hudson Valley and eventually the Champlain Valley. With temperatures at and below freezing, we're looking at a little bit of sleet and freezing rain, which is causing a few slick spots early this morning. And this will be possible for the rest of the morning drive and into the middle of the morning before temperatures start to climb back up past 32 and into the mid-30s on the heels of an increasing southerly wind. As this low pressure wave tracks on through, the wind will only increase today, and this will help push temperatures into the lower 40s on average for afternoon highs, so any freezing or frozen precipitation from early this morning will change to just plain scattered rain showers. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, cool but not terribly cold for this time of year, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. High pressure will build in for tomorrow and Thursday, keeping it dry. We'll have a fair amount of cloud cover, though, giving way to some sunshine from time to time in the afternoon tomorrow. A west wind will kick in behind this system, so slightly cooler in the middle to upper 30s both days. A couple more disturbances will approach for Friday and to start the weekend on Saturday. These disturbances will generally be weak and moisture-starved with just a few scattered snow showers. Highs on Friday will be in the mid-30s and back to the middle and upper 30s on Saturday. More mild air will flow in for the second half of the weekend with a mix of sun and cloud Sunday back into the lower 40s. And another disturbance will produce a chance of a few rain or snow showers on Monday, but temperatures still well above normal and near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy is producing snow over parts of eastern New Mexico and the high plains of far southwestern Texas. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for as much as 8 inches of snow. Meanwhile, rain has developed along and ahead of an advancing cold front over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and the southeast. Rainfall intensity will likely be heavier over Florida tomorrow, which may result in flash flooding. The northern flank of this system will pass through the Ohio Valley and northeast today, spreading a mix of rain and freezing rain to the area. Freezing rain advisories are in effect from West Virginia into central New York. And a secondary system plunging south from Canada will usher in colder air to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Snow will spread across this region. Accumulations up to 6 inches will be common, with as much as 12 inches possible for northern Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a southwest wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 22, 64% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 38 degrees, the low 18. The average temperature 28, that's 6 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 3.3 inches for the month, which is 11.4 inches of snow below normal. And 5.5 inches for the season, which is 26 inches of snow below normal. There were 37 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 967, that's 99 below normal. And 2760 for the season, which is 841 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 59, set in 1950, and the record low, 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 p.m., 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with some light sleet or freezing rain early today, then scattered rain showers later, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with some light sleet or freezing rain early this morning, then scattered rain showers later today, and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few slick spots early this morning, then passing showers today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, breezy all day with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Thursday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday and Saturday. Some snow showers possible, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Sunday. And mostly cloudy with a rain or snow shower Monday. Highs in the upper 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.